What's going on, Skytown? Welcome to another edition of the Skyhook Podcast. My name is James Kay, and right now I'm recording this episode right after the Chicago Sky's loss to the Connecticut Sun. So it's June 27th. I plan on putting this up immediately, but just wanted to put it out there. I wanted to do a quick 5 to 10 minutes on the Sky since Chris and I have been away from you for so long. It's been a couple of weeks since I recorded that podcast with R.E.A. Schwartz talking about how things haven't quite gone as planned for the Chicago Sky. But, you know, Chris and I plan on being back soon, doing this more regularly. I actually quit my day job and wrapped things up there over the last couple of weeks to do and create WNBA content full time for the rest of the season. So I'm excited about that. But we do want to get back on the pod because there's so many things to talk about with the Chicago Sky team. I mean, they have been on fire lately. And even before this recent loss to the Sun, they were riding a 7-game winning streak where they ranked first in the league in offensive rating, true shooting percentage, points per game. And they just look revitalized now by the return of Candace Parker, which doesn't surprise anybody. If you've could see during these press conferences how calm this team was during that stretch where they're clearly in the mindset of like, once we get back to 100%, that we're going to be able to go on a run. And that's kind of exactly what happened here. They haven't had anyone listed on the injury report for the last like 4 or 5 games now. And I didn't feel like this team was 100% back until the game versus the Lynx, where it was Candace's 3rd game back. The Lynx are coming in kind of hot. They had won 3 of 4 games, and the Sky have struggled against Gerald Reeve and the Lynx over the last couple of years. And, you know, I was really curious to see how that game was going to go. I think that the Fever weren't really a test. Obviously, you can kind of like feel out where the barometer is for where the Sky was at if they were to drop a game to the Fever, who, again, are just – both in the short and long term are just completely lost right now. I mean, I'm sure you saw the Lauren Cox news today where she, after being drafted with the 3rd overall pick last year, is now going to be a free agent. What the hell are they doing? Anyway, let's keep this with Chicago Sky for a second. I was really curious to see how the Sky were going to do against the Lynx because I felt like that was going to be their first real test of the season with Candace back. And what they did in that first quarter, where they scored 39 points, they had 9 assists, and only had 1 turnover before going on a tear, finishing with, I think they scored 105 points. So that's not something we've seen from them this season. And I can't tell you how big a moment that was for this team to get the ship sailing back in the right direction. Honestly, if I had to pick a moment during this win streak where I could point to the tape and say that is why the Sky are going to be contenders this year, I would show someone wondering about that. I would show them that quarter, and the Sky really haven't looked back since. So even again, I want to be fair to even with some of those games before the win streak, again, that they went on that 7-game slide. Some of those games were decided by 5 or less points, and Chicago was still one of the best defensive teams in the league. They had 2 overtime games. It wasn't like they were getting blown out by some of these teams, to be fair. But with Candace, it just feels like they found an identity on the offensive end where they kind of lacked that identity during that 7-game slide. I really believe that, I mean, again, Candace has really put this team back in the right direction. And I know that the Sky lost today, but I mean, they did end their win streak pretty much shooting 40, 50, 90 from the floor and not scoring less than 80 points during that 7-game stretch. So I guess what I'm trying to say right now is that I'm not really fretting this loss to the Sun. Like, this loss does not change the outlook for the Sky and what they could do moving forward. It's pretty apparent that I don't want to make this kind of negative, but it's pretty apparent that they aren't as good as the Aces or Storm or the Sun when Jonquel Jones eventually returns, which is coming up pretty soon. And I just feel that everybody else is looking up at Chicago and those three other teams right now. And we knew heading into this game versus the Sun that the Sky are not really in that same place as those three other teams when the upper echelon of the league is at full strength. The Sky haven't faced the Aces or Storm yet. I think that's a pretty, like, they've been tested, but they haven't faced those two teams, and they haven't faced the Sun with Jonquel Jones, who was looking like the favorite to win MVP before she left to participate in Eurobasket. So I don't think we learned anything new from this game necessarily. Like, and let's just look at those other teams at the bottom right now. And not the bottom, but like underneath those top four teams. Like, the Liberty are going to deliver some tough losses to the top tier of the league, but I kind of feel like they're one front court piece away from actually being able to be true contenders. And let's not forget, this team still trying to build winning habits, and they have, what, they only won two games last year. I mean, you still have to build those. It's winning's not an on and off switch, and they're just not a contender this year necessarily. And I also would throw in that the Lynx and Mystics are still trying to figure it out as well. Dallas has come alive. Arike has looked amazing over the last few games, but I don't think the Lynx, Mystics, or the Wings can really win a five-game series right now. I wouldn't consider any of those teams to be contenders. So I guess what I'm saying is, like, what happened today against Connecticut is really not indicative of where the Chicago Sky team is. You know, like, they are kind of cemented in that three or four spot right now, where those other teams at the bottom of the league aren't really good. I don't think they're going to pry away that four seed from the Sky right now. And another thing that I feel like hasn't been discussed as much, I wonder if anybody else feels that Candace Parker is not back at 100%. I know she's been cleared to go, but when I look at her, I don't feel like she, I mean, she returned on June 9th, and she had 3 weeks where she rehabbed her ass off, to use her words. And I just think that with an injury like that, I think you need more than just 3 weeks to get back to 100%. And it's not hard to think that when she takes those pump fakes on the perimeter and then she tries to take it to the rim, it just doesn't look like her explosiveness is 100% there right now. And you know what is going to help? Taking time off to be a commentator in Tokyo for the Olympics and use the time off there to continue to rehab that ankle. You know, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility for this team to go through these next three games, which are going to be important. They face the Wings and I think the Mystics to finish up before they take a month off. If you were to tell me after taking that month off that we are going to see a more explosive version of Candace Parker back when the Sky face their toughest part of the schedule when they return, I just don't think that's crazy to assume that she might be able to tap into that explosiveness that we've seen from her in the past. And again, I'm not expecting to see like peak Candace Parker by any means, but I do think that there's something that, again, Candace Parker is Candace Parker. Whenever she's on the floor, she's going to impact the game. We've already seen that during the 7-game win streak. But at the same time, I just think that she is not at 100% health and is still, she's still dominating. You know, she's a pro. So if she is able to get back to 100% health, I think this guy there's still another level for them to get to where they can potentially challenge those top three teams in the league right now. And the Sky are going to need that version of her. I mean, they start off the return to the season, the return from the Olympics on August 15th against the Storm. So they haven't really been, they haven't faced the top three teams in the league when they've been all at full strength, but we also haven't seen the Sky at full strength yet necessarily, which I would argue. I know that the injury report would say otherwise, but you know, based on how things went for this team in the first 9 games of the season, I also would say that a 9-8 record and the 4th seed is a pretty damn good spot to be in right now. So we'll see how it goes. Hey, if I'm being a complete loon right now, please let us know. And honestly, you know what? We'll just go into the outro with this. let me know by emailing our mailbag, which is theskyhookmailbag@gmail.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter. Our handle is @skyhookin, which is spelled exactly how it sounds, which is SKYHOOKIN. And yeah, I'm excited to see what happens the rest of the season. Again, we have three more games coming up. Chris and I will definitely put out something before the Olympics hit and everything is kind of put on hold. But yeah, can't wait to get after it. And until next time, my friends.